This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Jeffrey Action Jackson is going to be joining us talking about the vaccine memory hole and a lot more than that. We've got another question of the day coming up. You see bed commercials all of the time. Has anybody asked me what kind of bed do I, you know, should I be sleeping in? No, it's maybe the first time. We'll talk about that if you have back pain. Is it your bed? Let's see. We got also, we're going to get into some hydrating happiness, but we're going to have to navigate the mainstream media to get there. Crazy stuff, Super Don. Boy, great hour with John Rappaport last hour. I tell you what, man, I'm just still bummed that we're ruble deficient with all of the accusations that Russia and Putin are behind the vaccine disinformation campaign to destabilize the West, and yet all these years we've been speaking truth to power on the issue of vaccines. And not one thin ruble dime has made it into our coffers.
I know.
Man, I'm just doing
you
something
need to,
wrong here.
Need to get on the phone with the Kremlin and find out what's going on with accounts payable.
Get Putin on the line. Remind him it's Giving Tuesday. Remind him. Giving Tuesday. Yes. Here we are.
I know.
All right.
I know.
By the way, extending the sale one day. That means tonight, if you're watching live or listening live of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Beta-1-3D Glucan, the immune-modulating substance we use here, for Better Way Health, is on sale, and tonight they're going to expire. It's extended 24 hours, so if you've been waiting, don't wait any longer. I don't want you to miss out on that. Now is the time to stock up on Beta-Glucan, one of your best insurance policies for the winter influenza, as they call them, months, when it's really flu shot season. It's not flu season. That's ridiculous. It's gastrointestinal disruption, immune disruption season is what it is.
You know what I take, what I drink to help with my immune system?
Coffee.
Hot cocoa with kitty sprinkles.
Hot cocoa with kitty sprinkles. That's right.
That's right.
We told everybody watching on YouTube, this is hilarious. You know, our good friend Cheryl Chumley, she's on with us from Washington Times, usually when we do our Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan Emore every Thursday. And she tweeted out a tweet about one of our loyal listeners, Pat, who has a handle on Twitter that is what? Just what you said. Say it again.
Hot cocoa with kitty sprinkles.
Hot cocoa with kitty sprinkles. Did we figure out what the kitty sprinkles are? Because I'm a little nervous about that. I like the hot cocoa side of things.
Yeah, I think maybe the vegans might get upset about that. But
right. Don't be sprinkling kitty on my hot cocoa, okay? But all right, it's a very cute-sounding name. And apparently, she retweeted something that Cheryl Chumley tweeted out from Washington Times. And then what did Cheryl Chumley do?
Cheryl Chumley basically, just paraphrasing, she said she couldn't help but follow somebody who had the name Hot Cocoa with Kitty Sprinkles, and she encouraged other people to do the same. pretty funny. Yeah.
Yes, that's very cute. So thank you, Pat, for having a lovely nickname on Twitter, and I guess that is another way to get more followers. Right, we're not into buying followers here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All of ours are organic.
I'm gonna have to get more creative. I never really thought that was the thing to do. But see if I can.
Yours is hot coffee with puppy sprinkles. How's that?
Puppy sprinkles. Yes.
doesn't have the same ring to it.
I clean up puppy sprinkles on a daily basis, so I don't know about that.
That's why I'm worried about that. The cats at least know they put it in the litter box, not in your hot cocoa. Anyway, folks, you got to put water to make hot cocoa, unless you're boiling up some raw milk, and then it's not raw anymore, of course. But let's talk about water. But before we do that, you know, I always bug Super Don about themes. Do we have a theme for that? Do we have a theme for this? I'm going to go out on a limb here and play something that I think is appropriate for this next discussion that we have from the mainstream media's report on water. It relates to fluoride. It relates to lead levels. It relates to tooth decay and all of that. I think it relates to this. Super Don, how do I do? It's a spin alert theme.
Spin alert time. Okay.
Yes. Do you approve? Do I get a prize? Do I get a hot cocoa with kitty sprinkles?
You played it.
Yes.
So now you need to explain how this is a spin alert.
Okay. So, folks, you've been hearing in the mainstream media that discussions about lead in the water, right? Lead in the water. We have argued that one of the contributing factors to lead in water is not only lead in the pipes or polluted water, but fluoride. Fluoride, in fact, we had Dr. Paul Conant on last week talking about this, and I've had him on over the years. Fluoride increases the uptake of heavy metals into the body. We've got a disastrous situation, not only in Flint, Michigan. What was the story? It was over 1,000, was it between 1,000 and 2,000 municipalities in America that had higher lead levels than even Flint, Michigan in the water?
Yeah.
So
I think it was like 400 times worse or something like that.
Right. So now we're going to go to a mainstream news story. What is this, out of Boston, or where was this news story reported?
Yeah, this is from a local Boston CBS affiliate.
Okay, before you go out and park the car in Boston, give a listen to this story as they're chatting about blood lead levels in children versus tooth decay, and see if you can pick up the cognitive dissonance in these talking heads on likely a morning show.
Should your kids have tap water or spring water? A study from the University of North Carolina shows that both have drawbacks. Children who do not drink tap water, which typically contains fluoride, are much more likely to have tooth decay. But on the other hand, children and adolescents who do drink tap water are more likely to have elevated levels of lead in their blood. So obviously, doctor, they should just be drinking coffee. No.
So you've got a serious, serious issue here. He juxtaposed tooth decay with higher lead levels in children, okay? And he introduced it to make a coffee joke, to make everybody laugh, and it sounded like either the doctor expert or, I don't know, I didn't see it, or maybe it was a co-host, but somebody was just giddy about that. We've just joked about higher lead levels in children. Just to show you why, what was it, Don Henley song? The bubble-headed bleach blonde is the...
Dirty laundry,
Is the head dead yet, right? They smile as they tell you these things. It is hypnosis, mass hypnosis, because they can throw off a quip like lead in the children and laugh about, well, maybe they should drink coffee then, right? So they go to the expert, you know, and say, well, what do you do? What do we do, doctor? Tell us what to do.
What are parents supposed to do here?
I know this is so frustrating because, you know, the public is becoming increasingly concerned about the public water supply, yes, especially after the fiasco in Flint, Michigan. And even though lead might only affect a small number of kids, they can have long-standing and very serious consequences.
Well, how do you diminish lead only affecting a small number of kids? Tell me, which kid in Flint, Michigan drinking lead-infested water is not affected by the lead in the water, right? Because the insinuation is that, well, yeah, lead's there, but it's not impacting everybody. It's only a small number of kids, right? And maybe she's saying, well, the kids in Flint, well, tough nubs for them. But you're not Flint, Michigan. Of course, we expand that to the coverage we gave on this issue that showed 1 to 2,000 different municipalities, maybe more, have higher levels of lead than even Flint, Michigan. And they're passing it off saying, well, it's not really affecting that many people. And so what really, doctor, tell us, what is really the big issue that has got you concerned about why you want kids to drink tap water and you're not worried about lead levels in their bodies?
On the other hand, a fifth of preschoolers have tooth decay. Greater than 50% of teens have tooth decay. Mm. So what can you do?
Oh, what can you do? You've just got to risk the higher lead levels. Clearly, doctor, a fifth of these children with tooth decay, half of teenagers, and of course, it's much better for them to reduce tooth decay with a toxic fluoride that will increase the uptake of heavy metals, including lead, in their bodies. But my goodness, we might see fewer cases of tooth decay, which, by the way, let me weigh that out. Do I want my kid to be heavy metal poisoned or have a little tooth decay? What would I rather have to counteract? Super Don, what do you think? You're a dad. What would you rather have?
Listen, you can do things to prevent tooth decay that don't involve drinking fluoride. So, dentist checkups, brushing your teeth. You know, I mean, those are things that can be done. Versus how do you allow your kids to drink lead? Are there things you can do about that? Of course you can. But you have to keep in mind that these children in these municipalities have been drinking this water for years. We would have to assume, right?
Yeah.
So the parents didn't know that there was something they needed to be doing in order to try and get lead out of their kids. Right?
And the dunderheaded doctor, not even referencing the fact that if you argue that fluoride is somehow anti-plaque because it's toxic, that it's about superficial use. In other words, it would be putting it on the tooth, not drinking it every day and swallowing it. There's not a systemic benefit against tooth decay by drinking fluoride. And I'm going to give the dunderheaded, not doctor in this case, the host of the show, the man, props for asking a very valid question about fluoride and where you could get it.
Don't they sell water, too, that has fluoride in it?
You can get that, but that's expensive. And not a lot of people can afford that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Wow. The guy asked a great question. Hey, if you want fluoride, can't you just buy it, right? If you want it, yes, but it's expensive. So what does that tell you about the doctor? The doctor wants to ensure that poor people are getting their fluoride and, of course, increasing lead levels in their children. She wasn't concerned about rich people because, it's expensive, so the rich people could buy it. But what about the poor people? Oh, my gosh, they're not going to get their lead up. We want to get the lead out. I've got nothing nice to say. It's like it reminds me of Nancy Snyderman. Snyderman does whatever a dunderheaded doctor can,
yes,
right?
Yes. All right.
That's
so
the kind of snarkiness.
In the last few seconds we've got here, what's the solution, Robert?
Robertswater.com. Go there. Download the ebook on water purification and learn about molecular hydrogen. You get molecular hydrogen unleashed in the water that you drink that has been purified. You're now going to super activate your minerals, your antioxidants, the selenium that will help usher out the lead and other heavy metals like mercury. That's the big time solution. Clean up your water and, of course, activate the hydrogen in it and activate the selenium that you're taking from innate response to usher out the heavy metals. Jeffrey Jackson next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it, Jeffrey Jackson. JeffreyJackson.com, our intrepid reporter buddy, who's doing great work, and he is just on the move. It's been too long. I mean, if it's been over a week, it's been too long, Jeffrey, and I think it's been at least two. How was your Thanksgiving holiday weekend, my friend?
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. I did get my money from Putin to do the vaccine disinformation, so you might want to check your mail again. Because
Dude, the rubles are
in the mail.
I feel like we should at least get a commission. Come on. Is there not like a Putin affiliate program we can participate? This is ridiculous.
Well, I think the operation's blown, though, because it's in mainstream media now, so we have to just switch. Let's just focus on fluoride water.
Our cover has been blown super deep, man. You've just got to work harder behind the scenes on this stuff. Jeffrey, gosh, bummer news. I was so happy. It was Giving Tuesday.
Think maybe we ought to see, maybe Kim Jong-il has something that we can do something
with. Hey, call Dennis Rodman. Let's see. I don't know what kind of money they use even there. I don't know what it's called.
The great leader affiliate program.
Right.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, well, Jeffrey, listen, I'm glad to have you back on board. I want to dive right into the nurse issue, the nurse dilemma. I saw two different stories. Correct me if I'm wrong. Are there two different stories about this? There's one that was referencing 69 nurses, one that was referencing 50 nurses that refused to get flu shots based on religious, philosophical, or medical reasons, and they've been summarily fired by a group, I guess it's in Minnesota, up in Duluth, Minnesota, according to this Essentia, which runs some hospitals. And now we're hearing that the Minnesota Nurses Association will do battle with Essentia over that. They're backing up their nurses.
Yeah, both the same story. They actually didn't know how many were fired. I think the final number is, what would you say, 69. So
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened was basically they came through and they said, this is our policy. And, you know, we've been reporting on this for years, you probably longer than I have, about that medical systems and nurses having to have mandatory flu shots to work in hospitals. Now, we can go in a lot of directions with this, but let's just focus on this story first. So we have 69 nurses that said not doing it, and their medical exemptions and religious exemptions in some cases weren't honored. So the Minnesota Nurses Association is going to battle and put out a press release and saying we're going to have suits with every one of these nurses against this healthcare system. Now, when it comes to the flu shot, there's actually a study in PLOS-1. It's a medical journal, and it describes the inefficacy of having – basically, there's no science to support that getting your healthcare professionals, such as nurses and doctors, a flu shot helps the patient. There's a medical study studying this, and they went through four huge hospitals. And then, you know, when it comes to the flu shot, it has inherent issues, more issues than any other shot we can talk about.
Yeah, just about. I mean, it's unique and different than what we've seen with the problems of the HPV vaccines, which are no small potatoes either in terms of negative effects on health. But yeah, the flu shot, big time. The amounts of the numbers and the severity of the adverse event reporting going on. We've reviewed that on the line as well on the show, as well as reported on that which was presented to the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, which they have to report on as well. And the flu shot, I think, was number one on the list.
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, I mean, we've talked about this too. This is medical civil disobedience. These are nurses that, you know, they may have been thrown in this position kind of uncomfortably and suddenly, but they're now out front in refusing this. And there's a lot of other nurses that do this. Talking about the flu shot, so the U.S. Supreme Court in 2011 ruled that the vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. So how is a company going to force someone to take those shots when the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that? And then a woman you had on your show before, Lori Martin Gregory, she's editor at Mom Street Journal. Mm-hmm. She did a report, and you guys actually covered that last year. The Special Claims Vaccine Court paid out from 2014 to 2015, there was an increase of 1,000% in the payout money for flu shot injuries. So we're seeing an exponential increase as more flu shots are given out, more damage is being done. So I hope these lawyers take this health center to the cleaners, because there's literally no evidence that supports flu shot.
Yeah. Why would you give it with no evidence? Of course, they're science-based. Really? Are they? No, I don't think so. Also, as I've said for many years, if nurses and doctors would get together and say, you know what, we're not coming to work until you back off on this, it would change in a heartbeat. And that's what's happening here, as more and more of you figure this out within the medical allopathic profession. Those of you who are still doing good work, maybe you can get back to doing sponge baths. Or maybe you can go on strike and say no more sponge baths until the flu shot is removed. I don't know. Either way, we got more of Jeffrey Jackson next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention, because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most.
And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
So this morning, I say this morning, about noon Eastern time, I was invited onto a show, the Good Intentions Foundation, Superdon, Tim Ray, you know, and he and Kelly Gallagher, they did the United Intentions Foundation, really great. They have a radio show in Atlanta at noon for an hour on FM talk station. And so he invited me on. I was on there. It was via video, too, via Skype. And, I think that was it. And then halfway through the show, he says, I've got a surprise for you. And my mom comes marching into the studio up there in Atlanta.
No way.
Yeah, no, they ambushed me with my mom. Come on, really? But, folks, if you want to see it, it's really great. Mom's awesome. We had a great time on the air today earlier as I was being interviewed about a whole host of things. I think you'll enjoy it. Super Don was there watching, too. And as soon as that's available on YouTube or however you think, Super D, how will people be able to listen or watch it?
Well, you know what? If you go to the Robert Scott Bell Show Facebook page, I will reshare the link, but I can drop the link on there that'll take you to the audio of the show, and you can give that a listen. So just go to the Facebook page, and it'll be on there.
Yeah, but the video is fun as Mom comes walking in the studio, so you'll enjoy that. So anyway, Jeffrey, so glad again you're on. You have an article here about the memory hole. The memory hole. Now, is this a place that you visit often or others visit often? Who has it? Who created it? And why is it related to the pro-vaccine fanatics?
Okay. Well, let's start with the word the memory hole. I didn't create that. It was actually a word that was first used in the dystopian novel called 1984. A lot of people probably heard about it. It was written by George Orwell. And the memory hole was in the book was something that was used by what was called the Ministry of Truth. Well, this was the official dump, you know, the people that protected the official narrative, and anything that ran counter to it destroyed. So the memory hole is actually an incinerator as a device. But for my article, the memory hole is an actual thing that's being used right now. And it's basically a mechanism for the alteration or disappearance of like inconvenient or embarrassing documents or transcripts or records that kind of run counter to the narrative. So when it comes to vaccination, I'm seeing this memory hole technique in action, and it's being supercharged by the ease of the internet. So let's take, for example, I mean, it's been going on for a while. So in my article, I talk about Suzanne Humphrey's book, Dissolving Illusions. And in her book, she quotes that, you know, when the whooping cough vaccine came around, it's always been heralded as like this great invention of modern medicine. But she actually shows in her charts, which I posted in my article, that by the time the whooping cough came into effect in the United States around the 40s, whooping cough was almost gone because of better sanitation, because of the hand washing, indoor plumbing, all these things that we talked about on the show a million times. Same thing in England. By the time they bring it in there, it's already naturally gone, and then. And in the back door comes the whooping cough vaccine, takes credit for this thing that's almost non-existent. Mm-hmm. So the memory hole here is they rewrote history, and they said, well, the whooping cough vaccine is the big thing that took care of all of it, and we should just worship all these vaccines. But what I've seen recently is this was a big smoking gun. I put this in the article, too. In September, the Washington Post, now this is the Washington Post, the triad of fake news, you have CNN, Washington Post, New York Times. During the Trump-Clinton run-up, these are the official fake news outlets. So the Washington Post ran a headline that said, researchers find hint of a link between flu vaccine and miscarriages. Well, it took about 24 hours for people like myself, you, J.B. Hanley, to start writing articles and dissect this Washington Post article. And it turns out that hint of a link was almost an eightfold increase. So that's almost 700%. 7.7 was the increase. And that's with women who had received two flu shots in successive seasons were almost eight times more likely to have a spontaneous abortion, which is horrific. And then you have the Washington Post say, ah, no problem, hint of a link. So what they did, here comes the memory hole. What they did was they changed the headline, same article, which was a bunch of lies stacked on each other. But they changed the headline to kind of a more authoritarian, what to know about a study of flu vaccines and miscarriages. So for any of us that read the initial title of Hint of a Link, we go back to click on that or we go to share it and say, look at this title. It's ridiculous. Title's gone. We look crazy. We have to question our own sanity. Gone goes the title in the memory hole, never to be seen again. However, there's people that take screenshots, there's people that call these situations out. But that's what's happening is they're real time gaming this vaccine narrative, judging by what the audience is doing, what we're doing as activists. They're kind of playing off our movements in real time.
Well, I don't think they'll be successful ultimately because they don't have decades of no internet to communicate this stuff, much less, as you said, the ability to screenshot and to point these things out. And we're, you know, part of what we do in media is teach people how to see and navigate through the official stories, like Liam Sheff had written about in his book, and what John Rappaport has been writing about for years, and what you're writing about now as well. There is a method, and there is a matrix, and there is a way to read through the matrix. Super Don has become an expert at it. It's like he can close his eyes, and it's like this stuff streams through his consciousness, and he can see right through it. But it's not being taught, as you know, in school, and that's why the upset statements of those claiming that Putin is behind the misinformation, disinformation campaign on vaccines are so ludicrous, but they're actually acknowledging this is upsetting our educational system as it relates to vaccines. You're damn straight it's doing that. And we must do that if we're going to survive as a species in any semblance of health, because of the negative or epigenetic impact of the damage to our brain, nervous system, or gut microbiome just from antibiotics, much less vaccines. And I covered a story about this that's showing transgenerational impact on colitis, inflammation of the gut, with antibiotics used in one generation, how that is impacting on the microbiome and inflammation of successive generations.
Well, they're under the gun now. That's what this tells me. The fact that they have to look at real time and change headlines on the fly like this to kind of counter our grassroots viral reactions to these articles, that's a bad sign for them. That's a great sign for us. And the other point, the memory hole doesn't just stop at headlines. Like some people say, well, they're changing headlines. Who cares? It doesn't just stop at headlines. If your listeners will remember the CDC whistleblower in 2014, he came forward, and this was his confession. He said that him and his co-authors got together at the CDC during a study to see if the MMR causes any autistic symptoms in children. And they threw away, this is his words, in a garbage can, they trashed all the data that showed it. They trashed it. So there's a physical memory hole in the form of a trash can at our Centers of Disease Control that's supposed to be watching over us and performing the tests to prove these vaccines are safe, which they're not doing. And the one time they did it, they threw the info that showed that it did cause autistic spectrum disorder symptoms in a garbage can. So this memory hole is alive and well in America, and I'm guessing in other countries too. So these are, here's the thing though, like John said last two segments ago, they can't keep doing this stuff. And the fact that researchers now, like that study that just happened showing the aluminum in the children with autism's brains, the fact that these are being published in large medical journals that supposedly are supposed to push a narrative of pro-vaccine, you get these kind of things that run counter to that. We have to pay attention to this. We have to trumpet these, because these doctors are going out on a limb, as you know. And some of them are, I mean, they're risking their lives. They're definitely risking their careers. And they're saying, here's my flag. I'm not going to do it anymore. And this is where it's going to stop. So it's up to us to keep trumpeting this info out.
Well, it's a challenge. It's a constant challenge because it's a fluid situation. For instance, we talk about Del Bigtree's presentation at The Truth About Cancer, which was stunning, phenomenal, the best I'd ever seen, and comprehensive. But already, it's outdated, because we now have to add into the mix this study of Chris Exley and crew from England, talking about aluminum in the brains. And, of course, there's aluminum adjuvants in many vaccines, and, of course, the levels at which they're injecting it into children, achieving levels of micrograms per gram of brain tissue. Stunning and not seen before in 100% of the samples that they tested.
We're locked into this. We're all locked into this right now. Those of us who are awake, those of us who are going to be awake very soon, it's moving very fast. It's the roller coaster that went over the top of the hill, and we're all going downhill very fast on this. So all I can say is expect anything. We will win in the end. I don't know. I mean, if the best they have is we're Russian agents, great. See you later. That was, you know.
By the way, how far does a ruble go compared to the dollar? I just don't know.
Well,
if they do come and offer me some, I got to have the numbers. I need to know.
Well, Comrade Bell, it depends.
Hey, what else are you working on this week as far as articles? Or do you even have time now that you've got a girlfriend?
No, I do have an article I'm writing right now. It should be out tomorrow. The title is Mainstream Medicine and the Painful Journey Ahead. And what I'm doing is compiling, because of the great work of the people on the Vax Bus and people like yourself, other people who just go and doctors that talk about their awakening. I'm compiling all their comments, or as many comments that I feel are necessary. There's going to be a painful journey ahead for the medical community, and this journey is a journey that of doctors and health professionals that realize the damage they've caused and now have to backtrack through that and do the emotional work to try to salvage what's left of their life. And that's the honest truth. And I'm compiling some quotes from doctors who are doing that work right now. And it's really sad, and it's a time that's come for this kind of stuff. And I want to put a spotlight on it because there's going to be more doctors and nurses looking to go down this road, and they're going to be scared, and we need to embrace them.
They're going to need a lot of emotional support, you're right, and I don't want to drug them because that could lead them into suicidal, perhaps homicidal ideations and behaviors through, again, modern pharmaceutical, pseudoscientific psychiatry. So, that's a great topic, and the moment you have that out, I want to get you back on to bring that out to the world as well. Those of who have a conscience, who are not atheistic, will have that oh my God, what have I done moment. And at that point, what do they do? It's not our job to bash them at that point. It's our job to welcome them over, help them, because they can help us all to get the message out so that fewer and fewer children will be harmed in this way, and adults as well. So, Jeffrey, you're doing such extraordinary work. I appreciate you so much, and thrilled with your new situation there. We'll have to hear more about that when you're ready to come out with that.
You bet.
So we'll talk a few more minutes on the break with Jeffrey Jackson for those of you watching on YouTube before we let him go. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and of course now on YouTube as well. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fully cooked bacon.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Those of you listening on our broadcast radio affiliates around the country, around the world, you can also now go to our YouTube channel. Go to robertscottbell.com. You'll find it there. There's a lot that we get to do on the breaks. And in fact, I just learned something new about the Silver Aloe Protocol that I wrote about in the book Unlock the Power to Heal for gut recovery. Not only will it get your gut healthy and happy, but you'll likely, if you want, get a girlfriend. Or maybe you want a boyfriend. I don't know.
It improves your dating situation.
It's a side benefit. Yeah, well, it makes sense. A happy gut, a healthy gut, happy relationship, right? So it makes all the sense in the world. Very cool. Let's see. Also, remember, pluscbdoil.com, 15% off, RSB15, even if you're in Indiana, get them to ship it to you. As well as Better Way Health has got their sale going on, expiring tonight. They extended it 24 hours. Get your beta-glucan, betterwayhealth.com. And, of course, our friends at Organics, organics.com. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also, if you buy things through the Health Ranger store, Mike Adams, you want to support, you want to come with giving, you're going to get stuff anyway, go ahead and link through in the notes. You'll see a banner. Link through the Robert Scott Bell Show, and you'll be saying thank you to the Robert Scott Bell Show as well when you do that. So,
and don't forget about, we're still in the 12 days of Christmas sale for Organics.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So big sale going on, 12 days of Christmas sale for Organics. Now, anything else as far as I forgot to announce in this final segment, Soupy?
I don't think so, but I think we do have a question that we got from someone that we need to take care of.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this one comes from Shane. Shane, better late than never and get to this question, last of the day. Hi there to Super D, RSB, and to everyone you may have on, or to all the listeners. Shane, you didn't want to leave anybody out. I'm impressed. All right.
I covered everybody.
You got it. Shane says hi to everybody. I'm writing in today to ask about a decision I made. Oh, sure, ask after you've made the decision? Shouldn't you? Isn't that what you're supposed to do before you make the decision to ask? All right, we'll roll with you, Shane. The thing is, I bought a natural latex bed a couple of years ago. I wasn't satisfied with most of the toxic beds that are out there. The thing is, I have had back pain for a long time now, mostly in the middle of my back, almost all the way up and down my back. It seems to not go away, Jane says. Now, would you say it's a lack of minerals or my bed? or a bad back. I am a construction worker in my 30s, but I don't think this has much to do with the chronic pain. I know CBD would help, but if you were me to try and figure out the actual cause of what this was or is, what would you do and what supplements are best? Thanks. Keep rocking, guys. Shane. All right, we're going to keep rocking. First and foremost, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I am very concerned about the outgassing of even my favorite bed, which is that Tempur-Pedic, which we bought 20 years ago. We didn't know as much, but it's outgassed by now. And it's great. It's still with us. But
those are nice beds.
They're amazing, and I think there are knockoffs now. I just wish they would have some that don't outgas. Maybe there's organic versions of it. Somebody will get back to me. Or maybe the latex is that the natural rubber, whatever it is, if you're not reacting to it, perhaps. I'm not an expert on bedding, but certainly there are organic beds. But is it right for you, Shane? I don't know. And until we supplement specifically with the silicone, we talked about it last hour, specific to removing aluminum. I'm talking about it specifically for repairing connective tissue. If you have an achiness, a lack of stability, right? Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, we had somebody that was called in on the phone lines. We took off the air talking about hypermobility, and we talked about the deficiencies of silicon. So if you would do the silica challenge for 2 or 3 weeks, Shane, get the Alta Silica, do the 3 tablets 4 times a day, religiously, every day, go for 3 weeks. Knock it out, 3 weeks. Get enough to get you through 3 weeks. And then go on a maintenance dose, which may be half that or even less. And then get back to me and let me know how your skeletal system is behaving. There are certainly homeopathic remedies that can address skeletal inflammation. But the bottom line, too, is the liver and the kidneys. Because if they're not excreting metabolic waste through the normal process of being a hard worker, a physical guy doing construction work, you can have an accumulation of those wastes from using your body healthily. And it's not moving out of the system, and that sets up a longer-term situation for chronic inflammation of the skeletal system. So it may have nothing to do with the bed. If you implement what I've just said, and you drink some hydrogen water, or at the very least, stay hydrated with pure water, and you still have the problem, then let's come back and talk about the bed. Okay? Okay. Super D, we do okay? Looking for validation here on Giving Day. Give me some validation.
Okay.
You're okay? That's it?
Okay.
That's all I get.
Okay. Yes.
All right. I don't need the validation. I was just kidding. You're right. Self-validating all of the time. All right, folks. Great show. Thank you to John Rappaport. Thank you to Jeffrey Jackson. Thanks to Ben on the board. Thanks to Shane for asking the question. All y'all in YouTube land and listening on radio. We'll be back tomorrow going outside the box because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.